All right, it's episode 3 of Garage à Toi, and we had some questions about the name of our podcast, so let's dissect this real quick for everyone listening. We actually record in a garage, a very nice remodeled garage, and this podcast basically delves into current events, fun talk, irrational rants, and anything that can make us and our audience better. Just basically be better, everyone.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Once again, this is Marie, Anne, and Courtney, the power of three, a.k.a. à toi. Anne is basically the brain of the operation and the reason why we have 3 episodes in 3 weeks. She also makes an amazing and mean niçoise salad. What can't you do, Anne? Marie is hilarious and the cool mom who also does stand-up and is just a rad human being. She's currently wearing Vespa socks, just to give you an example of her coolness. And then there's me. I guess I'm pretty cool, too. And don't take life too seriously and have no filter. We have a very special episode for you today. This is the Valentine's Day special. Put on your negligee. Get comfy. We're about to delve into some serious topics.
Serious?
First topic, threesomes. Not what you're thinking, but basically I wanted to talk about things that are better as three.
It's episode 3, so it's fitting.
The magic number.
Magic number.
There's a song. 3, the magic number. What song is that? I can't believe I just sang that.
Schoolhouse Rock. And 3... It's a magic number.
Is it really Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes.
I always thought it was like the Lemonheads or something.
Oh, well, that was in the list that you sent to us about.
Yeah, as soon as Courtney said we were going to talk about threesomes, I immediately Googled famous threes.
Yeah, Hanson was number one.
Hanson came up first, but then it was the backup dancers for Little Shop of Terror, or Little Shop of Horrors.
Horrors. And I was like, that was cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's a deep cut. That's a real deep cut.
Yeah.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Yes. Okay. So what?
Did you have a food one though?
Well, Neapolitan ice cream was the first thing that came to mind.
I haven't thought about Neapolitan ice cream since 1986. That's
were you alive in 1986?
Yeah, I was one. That's amazing.
No.
I know. Don't do the math on that. Don't do the math on that.
You're my little brother's age. I just put that together just now.
I used to measure people's ages by when they graduated college. So if they graduated college 2006 or earlier, they were closer to my age. And if they graduated 2006 or later, they were my brother's age.
Yep.
Now there are people who are graduating college in 2017. Like, I can't handle this.
I can't.
No, I can't handle it.
All right, so, the power of three in our third episode. But what got me thinking about this was... since I'm, living my best life and not working right now, on Netflix, Three Men and a Baby came up.
So good!
And for those that don't know, it's a great 80s movie, and I start watching it, and they sing that song, Good Night, Sweetheart, and it's like the three men.
It's time to
bum, 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 bum. So I Google it, and Spock, Leonard Nimoy, was the director, and he died February 25th. So we're all bringing it full circle. It's our Valentine's Day special. It's February, Power of Three. And
isn't that movie famous for having a ghost in one of the scenes?
Yes. Oh, I didn't know. You're right.
Maybe it's the future ghost of Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Because time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But the I came up early to Ojai. And
protective reference for you.
What I also loved seeing was, the idea of three men raising a baby in the 80s was like, And today I saw so many men out alone with one or two kids, and it made me kind of happy.
Did you call the cops?
Yeah, I know, yeah, right.
Was it the ghost of Michael
Jackson? I'd
like to report. No, but it was cool to see gender roles kind of, it made me think, well, maybe the wife's
at work. They were ahead
of their
time.
No.
The
movie was still a little sexist.
Oh.
But I'm saying it was nice today. I was at, what's the coffee shop in Ojai?
There's more than one.
The really cool one.
Beacon.
Beacon
Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
There were two dads doing work and their two kids were, and I was like, that's cool to see that they're taking... responsibility too.
I meant to tell you that the same gentleman who sat in the corner the last time you and I were there and was on a phone call the whole time.
He's the worst.
He was there on Sunday morning.
And still talking?
Acting like he was on a phone call. He was not on a phone call. Sir, you are not on a phone call.
Why do you have to act like you're on a phone call?
He's just very, very important man in the corner.
So loud.
We're on to you.
But you know, it's like those people at Starbucks who are like they believe the government's out to get us and they're solving the world's problems. And I kind of want to read their notes, but I also am like, are you just crazy? We just don't know.
And then they cover the plug holes thinking that that's going to get them to leave. And I'm like, oh, no.
They're here to stay.
All right, so threesomes. You thought of three men and a baby.
That was going to be mine. I was first going to talk about...
Who's in it, though? It's Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck, yes.
The Goot.
Gutenberg, who's like the mayor of the Pacific Palisades, by the way.
Like literally the mayor? Yes. He's popular there. No, like,
if we get him as our guest,
politician.
That's our last episode.
Goots, we want you.
Goots, we need you.
The Goot. He has had quite a run as like a resurgence of popularity. I don't know why. Maybe because of Pacific Palace? He's just running the town so well.
And who's the third?
Ted Danson.
Oh, he's my heart.
I tried to start watching Cheers from the very beginning. Sam. Episode 1, season 1.
Sam.
That show has not aged well. Yeah. It has a laugh track. So first of all, that's upsetting. But yeah, so how did you think of Three Men and a Baby?
Because it was on the list.
No.
But first I was like... Oh, that's pretty much my favorite one.
But that's how I got thinking of it,
But I was like, there are no religious references, like Bothersome Holy Spirit, Three Kings.
Yeah.
I was going to sing We Three Queens.
Oh, Queens.
But then I was like, don't try to steal two dope queens. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
yeah. They're really having a moment.
I've seen the show I've never watched.
I think it's just a series of four.
But that's two dope queens. We need three dope queens.
We are three dope queens.
Nope.
We just have to come up with another nickname probably so that we don't steal that from them.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The power of three is pretty good. I like that.
Well, other famous threesomes.
Besides the one you had in college.
The Three Amigos.
Three Amigos. That wasn't on there. I didn't see that on there.
You know, it's underrated, maybe.
Charmed?
Charmed. Oh. Thank you for bringing it up. I didn't want to have to be the one who brought it up. But really, it's the only three.
Also, not to get morbid, but I do think they say people die in threes.
That's right. Yes. Celebrities.
That was celebrities.
Celebrities.
What is that called? The rule of three? I think that's just... very generic.
There's a very funny 30 Rock episode about that.
Yeah. So the famous people that all die. And
I feel like it's true. Yeah, although if we were true. So it's very famous that Farrah Fawcett died the same day that Michael Jackson did.
And
so people say
I didn't know that.
People say they no one really remembered. She sort of lost her news cycle on that. But here's my question.
Yeah.
Who was the third person?
Mm.
We'll go back and find out.
I remember the day Michael Jackson died. Because I was working in Santa Monica for CBS Films, and it spread like wildfire. And someone was like, "We're going to by UCLA where he died, the hospital, to pay our respects." And people just started going. And then that night, my favorite
people left work to go.
It was huge. Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, not at noon, but like at 4 to go. You know, pay their respects.
Wow.
Not at noon.
But the best part is I was like 22 and the gas light or gas lamp was...
Can you stop saying how old you were on certain years? Yeah, I know.
You're right. But we went to this great karaoke place and everyone just sang Michael Jackson and we busted out in like a Thriller dance. I don't know any of the moves, but I remember being like the greatest. It was a great day.
It was a coming together.
It was all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good memory.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I don't remember where I was when he died. Although, you know, I was 10 years older than you are, apparently.
I was 56. Going to work uphill both ways. Okay, I like that. That was a classy threesome.
Did we avoid too hard the topic of threesomes?
The actual event of a menage a trois.
I want to be clear. I'm not prepared to discuss that in any way, shape, or form. Okay. I just want to acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is
yes,
we didn't actually talk about threesomes.
But we hooked them. We hooked in the audience. Right. So that's what we were
keep
doing.
Keep listening. If you keep want listening. To hear about our
and also, actual. We love you, Leonard.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
Make the hand gesture.
Make the hand gesture, everyone. Yeah. Okay. But keep 10 and 2 if you're driving a car. All right, this next segment is pet peeves. We know it's the Valentine's Day episode, but part of loving people in society is also hating things they do. I have very distinct pet peeves, but I want to know your top three.
I need to ask you a clarifying question. Is it something that a specific person does that only they do, or is this general, I hate it when people
do this, yeah.
I mean, I want it all. I want both.
All right, I have a very specific list of pet peeves.
And the more specific, the more I'll love you. Like, seriously.
Okay, so when people ask me, because you could ask this like a fair amount. It's an icebreaker question. What's your biggest pet peeve? I have had to make up pet peeves that sound reasonable. Because I'm going to tell you right now, my number one pet peeve in my life, and it's not a relationship one, it's when you're going to park at a football game, concert venue, and there are parking attendants, and they point you into the parking spot when it is clear that that was the only place you could have possibly parked. If you're wearing a yellow jacket and you're telling me where to go with my car, I hate you.
Interesting.
I've had to make up fake pet peeves.
No, you can't tell us that. You can't tell us when people first meet
really
you.
Specific.
I get it.
It's real.
Do you hate when they're? Do you like when they're telling you how much further you have?
No,
it's just the pointing. Okay.
Shut the fuck up. Yep. I drove all the way here. I think I've got
by myself.
I think I've got the last 6 inches.
You weren't
asshole.
There to help me when I couldn't find the gas
but
money.
Also, somebody must have fucked it up. That they have to be that specific.
It's in the manual,
right? They gotta be. They're like, nope. Larry ruined it for everyone.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Point them into the
fuck you, Larry.
Fuck you, Larry.
And right. Do you hate if they're using their hands or a light up
flag
machine thing
something
more?
If you're using a machine, I take that as a personal insult. We're gonna fight when I get out of the car.
God, that's so good. I've never heard that.
If you're in the car with me, I'm screaming at whoever is pointing to the parking spot. Yeah. Obviously, that is where I'm going to park.
Yeah.
Stack parking, don't even get me started.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not a relationship one. I have two other ones.
We don't need a relationship one.
I have two other ones I need to share with you guys.
No, please. We have a whole episode about this. I have seven written down.
This is my dream in life to be able to share these because these are real. These problems are real.
Speaking of relationships, Harry is calling you.
Oh, Marie's husband is calling her. Does he want to be a guest? Put him on speakerphone.
Babe.
Harry, you're on speaker.
You're on speaker. And Garage à Toi, you want to be
your
on
guest on the podcast.
And our
Harry.
Theme is
Valentine's
pet
Day.
Peeves. Valentine's Day pet peeves.
Valentine's Day pet peeves. Doing all the planning, the
yeah, but you're the guy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah, isn't this? Are we a feminist podcast?
I signed any sort of release, so you guys will have to talk to my people if you can use my voice.
that's fair.
One. Number two, I must say, it was really funny. I was listening to your second episode at work today while writing POs, because that's my life, and then I got distracted, and then when I got in my car tonight to leave work, all of a sudden, Courtney's voice was booming through my stereo Bluetooth when I started my engine.
Harry LaMarlo, everybody.
Good,
you're our first live guest.
Our first guest.
But before
I feel honored, and I enjoyed what I listened to today. And you girls get back at it, and I will talk to Marie later.
Bye, Harry. We love you.
Bye.
Harry LaMarlo, a god among men.
Introduce yourself, okay? Introduce yourself, okay?
What if he like really needed something from you?
Maybe.
He'll text you.
I mean, our dog's dying, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What happened to Ferris?
He's got cancer. Oh.
Oh, no.
Bombshell?
I thought we talked about it.
Bombshell.
I'm sorry.
Not Ferris.
Ferris, his dog?
He rescued him. Well, he adopted him, rescued him, and then took Maya and I down to LA, got me drunk at a pizza parlor in the valley, and then we went to pick Ferris up. Oh. He had already
gone. Oh, that's sneaky fuck.
Sneaky fuck.
That's a hairy fuck. Thing to do.
But it was great.
I'm like, so sorry.
No, I know.
How old is Ferris?
He's 12. He lived a good life.
But
yeah, Harry's coming home this weekend.
Are you having to put him down?
Yeah.
Marie, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Oh, no.
I know.
Having to put an animal down is the hardest part about being a good owner.
Yeah.
It's such a burden.
It's grueling just waiting these few more days because Harry's actually coming home. He's living in Arkansas right now, working. So, yeah, him, like, coming home to do that.
It's a big deal.
I know.
He, like, I'm really sorry.
He's like, I have to be there.
Yeah.
It's like a child.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting. Oh no. It's fine.
Sorry, I have two more pet peeves I have to share
I need them.
With you.
Yeah, please. Get into it. We're going back to this.
We've broken the seal on Anne's pet peeves.
I need more wine after that cancer statement.
I'm sorry. Sorry, guys.
Okay,
cheers
but
to
yes,
Ferris.
Please.
To Ferris.
To Ferris. You're after Ferris Bueller?
Yes.
And his day off?
One long. We're going to give Ferris a day off. Okay. Pet peeve number two.
And I'm so excited for this.
I really hate it when you have to touch the lid of the trash can to throw trash away.
Yep,
I should not have to touch trash to dispose of trash. It's disgusting.
And
I'm not a germaphobe. I just think it's a bad system.
Why?
It's bad design.
I'm going to piggyback on that because I have a list of literally seven. I personally have a weird thing with germs. I can be filthy, but if my mind, like, let's say I'm pumping gas and I go to touch the handle, I then think about everyone else who's touched the handle and I spiral to like, almost like a weird OCD.
Yeah.
So for me, I have trash cans where you put your hand over and it doesn't work.
No.
Nothing works. The faucets with the water, the soap, nothing works. So what is the pet peeve though? Is it your personal one or in society?
I don't like the idea that the person who designed a trash can thought that I, the user, needed to touch the dirty lid in order to put the trash in there. This is like very common with fast food restaurants, and obviously the flap is there to contain the odor of the trash. So you want people to throw things away, but you don't want just trash smell everywhere.
Right? Yeah.
But the fact that I would have to like push the lid and then put my tray in. So then what I always do is I always shove the tray and then it shoves the trash back on me. Trash is falling everywhere. It's anarchy.
Two things. When I went to Japan last year, there is very little trash, even in fast food establishments or on the street.
Interesting.
Because they, like we have started to adopt, separate food from plastic, from paper to a point that's so minimalistic.
Recycling.
But the difference is, and I listened to a thing on NPR today, when you mix food compost with actual recycling, that's what makes the trash gross. The food actually has more, what were they saying? A certain chemical when it's not with just compost that's actually bad for our environment. So we could just learn how to separate the food from the actual plastic and paper, we would have a cleaner, healthier. And so someone's trying to start this whole initiative in the United States, but I'm just like, this is so simple. This would solve all the problems of...
It's design thinking. Okay.
It's design thinking.
Easy example of that is if you go into a restroom and you can see that the lock on the door says occupied, you don't try the doorknob.
Right.
That's good design. That's not someone just walking up and rattling the doorknob because they had no idea.
Right.
So I think a lot of it is just like good design thinking prevents, it solves and prevents problems.
Yeah.
And the trash flap is a problem.
One of my pet peeves is why do airport bathrooms, when you have your luggage and your laptop and your carry-on, do the bathroom doors
open in,
not out? That's literally one of my pet peeves. Who designed that?
Yeah.
Am I gonna leave all my stuff outside? Why is it in? It hits the toilet.
Why are they so small?
Yes.
It's like the person who designed them did not realize it was going to be an airport.
Not only that, but normally if you're have kids under four, it's more, I think, common to bring the kids with the mom into the bathroom stall. Mm-hmm. So now, if you don't have a significant other or a husband, there are seven things of luggage.
Yeah.
It's kids. Just a mess.
Yeah.
Who's designing these?
And then you get yelled at.
Yes. Wait, real quick, drum roll. And third and final pet peeve. I love that yours are specific too, by the way, because I feel this intently.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, this is not a very nice one.
No, please. Well,
they never are. It's pet peeves.
My number three pet peeve is men with fancy wedding rings.
Oh. I know. Yes, I've noticed about you.
I'm like, you dick.
You don't need that bling.
Get over it.
Yeah.
It's not even bling. It's like the...
Is it men with jewelry or just wedding rings?
No. It'll be like black. It's like carbon black wedding ring.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, you don't have a personality. Get a personality.
I can open my beer bottle. Yes! Fit, that kind of
I'm
thing.
I'm like, get a hobby.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I love how specific yours are.
Because they're very specific.
Welcome to my world.
It's fine.
I get it. But I get the rationale behind it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Marie, pet peeves?
Mine is more of an umbrella. It's common sense this kind of good. Things. So like... If you're in a tiny hallway where people need to go two ways, don't stand in the middle and chat.
Courtesy.
Just common courtesy.
Self-awareness. Common
courtesy. The aisle of the grocery store. Don't park your cart right in the middle.
Yes.
Let people. It's like, be aware of people around. That you're not the only one here.
That's good.
That's kind of what I try and instill in the kids.
Like, I was just going to say, you kind of not, said that.
Yeah.
That was one of the things
you're
you praised
the
about
only
Maya.
Yeah.
There are other people to consider when you're doing
I like that.
Things.
That's but a good sometimes one. I think we need more. This is one of my crazy ideas. Why are there not
Courtney's
more
Warner.
Like sounds, pathways, lights to direct people indirectly to, like, Costco the other day in Goleta.
To do the right thing. Or to do
the Costco the right line thing, to but... get your chicken bake. They have a very... It's almost like you're in fourth grade, like on the handball court. It is an outline
way.
Of how you're supposed to walk with arrows
yes.
for very, just, like, no thinking.
Yeah, do it.
It was in and out. You got your chicken bake. It was so effective.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people need guidelines or else it's a free-for-all.
Is it that effective inside the Costco store?
I have a more important question. Why not pepperoni pizza slice?
I know.
Chicken bake is more popular.
I used to get the chicken bake too many. Is it green onions or green peppers?
It's just not good, but it's a childhood memory.
Tom, my brother and I.
Not Tom Selleck.
No, not Tommy and I eat something we call the Costco pizza sandwich.
Yes.
Just two slices of pizza that you eat.
No,
like
don't admit this. We're editing this part out. Don't admit this.
You eat it like a sandwich.
You can't
delicious.
Be annoyed with people who help you park at the Rose Bowl and eat this sandwich.
No, it's fine.
Costco pizza sandwich. Two slices. Put them face to face. Eat them and enjoy your life.
Living your best life.
Let's go to Costco together. And we'll yell at people in the aisle to stay to their side.
Yes.
We'll bring a flashlight and point them where they need to be going.
Like a bouncer in a club.
You can get a chicken bake. I'll get a pizza sandwich.
And a churro. Like I can't roll my R's.
Yeah.
Churro.
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 That was good.
Churro.
I bet you could do it.
Churro. No, and I was really good at Spanish. I can't. Churro.
You just want to do it in the front. You're doing it in the back.
I've heard that before.
All right.
S&SDs.
Hold on. Valentine's Day special. Pet peeves. I'm going to go with mine. Only one of my seven.
You've already shared a couple. I want to hear the whole list.
Okay. I've done a lot of traveling in my life on shitty airlines. Spirit, Southwest, MOSC. I've had the distinct honor of having jobs where they flew me to trade shows. When I was younger, I got to, use points, whatnot. I've traveled a lot and not business class or first class. I am still baffled to this day at the deplaning in America versus other countries. No matter what, what are people thinking where they have to shoot up out of their seat
yes.
and get as far as they can, five yep. feet up.
Yep.
I've actually asked people, where courtesy. Are you going?
Common?
Where are yes. you going?
Courtesy, sorry.
But it is baffling to me.
Yeah.
Deplaning. It actually makes me lose faith in humanity. It's my number one pet peeve. Where are you going?
Where, yeah.
Why, you can't, there's a mother and two kids and you're yeah. trying to shoot up.
Yeah, exactly.
Where, you're going to get there how much faster? Let me time you to see where you get so I know why you did this.
I agree completely. How do they live with common themselves? How, if you are that person,
they don't
I want them to call into the show. I yeah. want to interview someone.
Tell us why.
Why? Why do you do that and yes. how do you live with yourself?
And the last flight I was on, San Francisco, we had a very tight connection. And this is the first time this has happened on a plane for me. The airline attendants go, we have four people in back who are trying to make connecting flights. You will save them money and time if you just sit in your seats.
And
so she made it very personal. Like yeah. there's four people in back.
Please.
When the thing goes off, just sit in your seats. No one listened. Aww. And this guy who was just like,
please,
please. Yeah. He was shoving his way up. And I'm just like, when did we become? And I actually talked to a stewardess and she was like, yeah, selfish. Over the course of like 8 years, it's gotten so bad where when she first started out, she was like, everyone was courteous and you could say something and people would listen. And now it's just a free
Nobody
for all.
Cares.
Yeah, that's no good.
I think part of that, I don't know if we want to talk about it, but is the traveling experience itself, mainly in the States, has become so miserable.
Miserable.
Just get, like security, buying flight, you know, looking for flights, buying flights,
yeah.
how expensive they are, all the taxes and fees that are involved, plus like the cheaper airlines, then you have to pay for your
yeah.
baggage and your, on Spirit, they don't even give you water. Like
that's
it's
horrible.
It's like, and the seats aren't, so many things that everyone's so miserable that they don't really care when someone,
they're on their worst
behavior.
They're
on their worst behavior.
I feel that way too.
They're like,
I feel that
Why?
Way too. Yeah. I get so stressed when I travel.
Oh, yeah. I hate flying.
It's like the Titanic. It's like where Leonardo DiCaprio was living, and yet you're not getting up to like the fun party. There's no fun party.
He's in stowage.
No, right, yeah.
I need to know what else is on that list.
Yeah.
Motorcycles. When I'm driving, and you think, first of all, I'm born and raised LA. 405-101 intersection was my jam to get to high school.
Literally a traffic jam.
Chilly traffic jam.
Yeah.
So when I'm driving, and I'm already kind of like loud noises affect me. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when someone needs to loud motorcycle me while I'm already anxious in my car, every time it happens, I'm like, why?
Like lane splitting.
Yeah, why do I need to
just
do
just go
it?
Past me. Don't make that.
Did you know that California is one of the few states that allows that?
Is that why? Because in Ventura, it was so awful.
I didn't know that until I moved to Texas, and you can't lane split there, but there's no helmet law either. So that was upsetting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate that too. That's a good one.
And then I'll share one more. I hate when people who are my close friends don't tell me if there's something in my nose or my teeth. I think it's perfectly acceptable to be in a group of people and say,
you got a little booger.
Do I have one right now?
No, I thought you were going to confront us.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was like a massive setup for you to confront us.
Like, hey, girls.
I hate it when people who are my close friends, and I was like, oh, no.
No, but don't, like,
no,
like
I agree.
Isn't it
agree.
Worse when you're like, let's say I was with you guys tonight doing our third episode Valentine's Day special podcast, and I went to the bathroom and had a huge booger and, like, a dandruff
Nobody
clump
told you.
And, like, an eyelash hanging, and I'd be like, are you guys my friends or not?
I'm like clean
let
you
me
up.
Clean it up. Yeah.
It's a huge pet peeve.
Yeah, so someone helped me figure out how to say that, because usually I think you don't know what
people
to say.
No, and please share with the world.
So I learned that you're supposed to say, Marie, I know you'd want to know this. You got a little boogie. So you're supposed to say, I know you'd want to know. And then you're sort of just
destigmatizing
it.
Yeah.
Instead of having to be like, ha, 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 you have something in your teeth, which is like no one wants that. No one wants that.
That's great, because even if someone's like the cool kid at work or the hot guy, if there's something on his face, that's all I'm thinking about the entire time they're telling the
story. I've definitely gone home and had like eyeliner that I had like smudged across my face, gotten home from work and been like, Nope. I saw everybody like this. Why didn't anyone say anything?
I know. I know. Because they're not your real friends.
I'm still coming down. Common courtesy umbrella.
Ella, hella. Hey, hey.
It falls under that.
Okay. My last pet peeve, which is, it's an outbreak in the United States. Or it's
the flu?
No, it's not an outbreak.
Gonorrhea?
No, it's
HPV.
People spell ridiculous with an E. Like smart people I know go, that was ridiculous. R E D
spelling
I C. I'm like, no.
Ridiculous.
When did this start? Or it's ridic? No, it's always been R I D, not R E D.
Yeah.
If you spell ridiculous starting off with R E D, I won't talk to you. I'll defriend you. I hate you.
That's good.
It's awful.
That's ridiculous. I have had the conversation with quite a few people that they have had to cut themselves off from reading political news. It's too upsetting. It's too stressful.
Too many things going on.
What's totally. Right? What's wrong? What do I think?
Yeah. It's overwhelming. And so the question I've started asking when people share that with me is, what are you doing instead? Because I have this hope that people are connecting with totally new hobbies. You know, 4-hour work week talks about low information diet. And so there's this idea of like, you don't actually have to be reading all of the news all of the time.
Right.
And now that you're not, because of good boundaries and self-care, I'm not going to read about the shit show that is the federal government right now.
Yep.
It's unsafe. What am I doing instead? And so my sister had shared with me, there's actual, you know, tabs in the news app. And so she had swapped out political for weird science.
Ooh.
And so she's learning all this really cool science stuff. And I'm like, that's beautiful. I love that. There's going to be this like renaissance in America for people feeling passionate about science because they couldn't read about politics.
Yep.
Right.
One of the fun articles that my sister found out reading the weird science was that alligators have a dormant gene that would allow them to grow feathers, just like the dinosaurs.
Did you see that?
Yeah. So all it takes is a little flip of a switch, and all of a sudden we've got
an alligator.
That's great.
Jurassic Park.
Hell yeah.
Which I'm ready for. Bring on the dinosaurs. I have certainly, when I'm in the car now, I listen to podcasts now instead of listening to NPR. I used to listen to NPR, and I was very proud of, like, knowing what's going on and all the headlines. And now I'm, like, opposite. I'm proud that I don't know what's going on, which is sort of perverse.
I'll drive in silence now, and I really appreciated that. I don't have Bluetooth anymore in my car, so it's just radio or my cell phone amplified. And I've actually taken some time just to be alone.
How is that?
It's hard. It actually was really hard at first.
You just think.
Yeah, you're alone with your own thoughts.
Are you having, like, big ideas? Like, is stuff coming to you?
Sometimes, but sometimes it's nice just, like, I mean, when I drive to Garage à Toi, to where we film or where we do our podcast, it's along one of the most beautiful stretches of California.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have music or NPR on our podcast, and just being in silence, it's kind of nice just to be.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And that's hard. It's very hard for me.
Are you doing anything, Marie? Now that you're not. Maybe you are calling politics.
I mean, I see the headlines, not necessarily I read the full story. So, uninformed. But still, I was a big consumer of pop culture stuff beforehand. So that kind of keeps me...
Like celebrity news?
Celebrity news. Like, I've been binge watching This Is Us on demand. So I with commercials.
Me too.
So, like, and I am kind of late to the game on that one, but that's been keeping me busy.
Is it
that's
as another, good as everybody says it
it's
is?
It's another power of three. By the way,
it is power of three. That's you know triplets. That's a great one.
Yeah.
And Sterling K. Brown is a Stanford alum. He's the first African American to win a Golden Globe.
SAG Award.
And he met his wife at Stanford.
In his category.
And he's amazing. He gives back to the community. He's an incredible human being.
I loved him in the O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
story.
Incredible.
So good.
He played Chris Darden. Oh, so good.
I'm a cord cutter, which means I don't have cable anymore, and the Olympics are on, and I downloaded the NBC Olympic app.
Oh, cool.
No.
Oh,
no. Because when you're growing up, what you loved about watching it live was the backstory montage about how this person got to where they're going.
Oh, sure.
And you're crying before their performance starts.
Yeah.
On the app, you're only seeing their performance with no commentary.
And
I'm like, how many like kids out there are not getting the Olympic experience I experienced growing up because their parents can afford $200 a month for cable.
They just see the performance and not the
right
where they came from.
And like, I know there's
other story.
Right, and yeah, there's other channels like social media for that to happen, but I was actually really sad that I didn't know the backstory of who was, you know, doing what.
We work in the advertising industry.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say to you, it is crazy to me how far behind the user experience is for the modern media apps.
Yep.
Absolutely insane. We watched the Super Bowl through the NBC app.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
And
we knew that there was going to be some sort of technical glitch that was going to affect whether or not we could actually watch it. And I think it was probably in the third quarter. We'd have to just look up when it actually happened.
Yeah.
The app kicked us out and we were in a black screen and we had to go figure out if we could log in on a laptop.
Oh, no.
It's total bullshit.
Yeah.
It is. I watched Fifth Element 2 days ago. And
for the first time?
No.
Oh.
But since I was like 12, because I'm so young and youthful.
No!
But I forgot how weird and funky it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's freaky.
It's freaky. And I was like, is that the same director that did Romeo and Juliet? Like,
he's
French, but I don't know. But I was like, I remember being like teenagers seeing it in the theater and being like, this is so weird and cool. Watched again at my age and I'm like, this is really weird and cool.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann.
Yes.
Romeo and Juliet. That life-changing. Life-changing. That film. That soundtrack. I probably listened to that CD 200 times.
Wait, me too. No, hold on.
Love me, say that you love me.
Yeah.
And who was like the ballad one that was like, you know, it was like androgynous voice.
What
soundtrack was that?
Freaky soundtrack.
But it's Valentine's Day special.
Play me something sexy off the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
I will. Oh, this one. I'm kissing you. Remember this one?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember who sings it.
Rhymes with Schmezere. My soul cries. I'm kissing you. I used to listen to this in my bedroom.
Imagine, act it out.
No, but imagine my dad coming back to my like 6 CD changer, like VH tape player.
Oh, you're fancy, huh?
And me just being like, my soul cries. He's like, oh my god, my child special.
What's Cesare up to, I wonder?
Look at that.
Queen. She's a queen.
Happy Valentine's Day to our listeners.
Thank you for joining us, everybody, on our episode 3 Valentine's Day special brought to you by Jam Sellers, Cabernet Sauvignon. Thank you, John and Michelle, for sponsoring this episode.
Introduce yourself.
Hey. In the past, in the present, the future, faith and hope and charity.